Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about stress. So what are some of the simple things that you can do to manage stress and to understand stress and cope with it in your life? The first thing would be to identify your warning signs. Everybody's relationship with stress is different, and that's because we all experience it. We actually produce a hormone called cortisol, which helps get us up and out into the world every morning. Now, as it functions normally in our body, that cortisol is supposed to drop throughout the day so that we actually experience less stress. But for stressed people, we then add to that cortisol and it doesn't go away. So everybody experiences stress. It's really important to understand your own idiosyncratic warning signs. What is it for you? Is it relationships? Is it particular emotions, situations, people, particular issues? Identify those triggers. Identify those things which are causing stress for you. Remove them wherever possible and manage them as best you can in other ways. Stress and anxiety are often the result of uncertainty and of having too much on one's plate at one time. So one of the things which is almost an antidote to stress is a really, really well thought out and stuck to routine. Routines help people to set achievable goals and to solve them, to prioritize the things that are important for them, and to know where they are. Our routine gives us a sense of safety, a sense of certainty, and a sense of control in the chaos that is life. So establishing a really, really good routine which is mindful of stress is really, really important. The next thing would be to spend time with those people around you that care, and in particular, those people which give rather than take from you. And we all have people which take our energy. We all have people which actually nurture us and give our energy. So it's important to be able to tell the difference and be able to choose which one you need at which particular points. When your emotional reserves are high, when you're not feeling that stressed, you can give of yourself. When you're feeling stressed and you're feeling like you've got your own stuff going on, you might need to get some nurturing from someone else. Look after your own health, physically as well as mentally. Plan those enjoyable activities. Exercise is also really, really good at burning up that stress hormone cortisol. So get some exercise weekly, 3 times a week, really important. The last thing would be to really notice your own internal world and notice the messages that you are giving yourself about your own stress. Internal dialogues like, I can't cope, I'm overwhelmed, I can't deal with this, actually add more stress to people, because what happens is people are in a difficult place, they're stressed, and their own internal messages about their inability to cope effectively adds stress to the stress. So they stress about being stressed then, and they make their load that much worse. So being able to moderate some of those things and to be gentle with yourself and to consider the fact that, well, instead of saying I can't cope, maybe I'm coping quite well considering all the stuff that I've got happening. I'm really busy at the moment and that's putting pressure on my ability to cope, but I will get by. Some of these internal messages can be really, really reassuring and relaxing. And I guess the last tip would be to practice relaxation. Spend time doing the things which actually help you relax, whether that be meditation, whether that be things like yoga, whether it be walking, whether it be swimming, whether it be reading a book on the couch, whatever it is for you, and try and make sure that you get that into your life as often as possible, and particularly at those points where you start to recognize that you need it. Relax this week on Mind Games.